The Greeks, Romans, and other world-ruling empires throughout history made no secret of their tremendous power, flaunting and displaying it for all to see. But the greatest empire in the world today prefers to remain hidden. Learn the identity of this empire and the impact it will soon have on all people. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. The world's greatest empire is hidden, and I want to discuss why today. But think about that. The world's greatest empire, according to your Bible, is actually hidden from this world in many ways. Now, other empires, when they have power or they're growing greatly in power, want to boast about that and let the world know about that publicly. But this power doesn't want to do that until it reaches, well, the zenith of that power. Then it will. And that's going to happen in 1 or 2 years. But why is it that this empire, this great empire of this world, wants to, let's say, fly under the radar? Why does it want to hide its much of its power? And there is a reason for that, and I tell you, it's one of the most dramatic and deadly prophecies in all your Bible. So I want to really continue from the program I had last week in many ways to make all of this as clear as I possibly can. Notice what Otto von Habsburg said just before he died recently, and he was a member of the European Union's Parliament. He had this to say: the European community is living largely by the heritage of the Holy Roman Empire, though the great majority of the people who live by it don't know by what heritage they live. We possess a European symbol which belongs to all nations of Europe equally, but that's only if you're willing to follow Germany. Then this is the crown of the Holy Roman Empire, he said, which embodies the tradition of Charlemagne. And yet, most people don't know they're living by that tradition of Charlemagne nor the Holy Roman Empire. Charlemagne began ruling in the 8th century. That's a long time ago. And his empire was called the First Reich. But then what we don't often know about Charlemagne is he waded through rivers of blood, converting people to his religion and just being a tyrant over Europe, and the blood was running throughout Europe because of his power and because of his tyranny. Now, Adolf Hitler started World War II, and he called his empire the Third Reich. Charlemagne called his the First. Hitler said his was the Third Reich, or the Third Empire. Now, Adolf Hitler started World War II, and that led to the death of 60 million people in World War II. That's recent history. So Charlemagne and Hitler are really the same in many ways, although Hitler had a modern technology and a lot more powerful warfare than what Charlemagne had. But it's all still the same tradition. It's the very same, and that is, has a lot to do with why that empire is hidden. Because, well, many people can remember about Adolf Hitler in World War II and the 60 million people that he led to their deaths in World War II. And we could also look at Napoleon, who was the leader of the Fifth Holy Roman Empire, and he was a bloody tyrant like few others in the world ever were. So why don't they call it the tradition of Napoleon? Well, people know too much about Napoleon and all of the bloodshed he caused in Europe and around the world. The world of that time, anyhow. Anytime you see a head or leader of that Holy Roman Empire, it's always just a cauldron of evil. And that's what people don't understand. They don't remember the bloodshed of Charlemagne. That was way back in the 8th century. Well, they don't know anything about that. Maybe they don't even know who Charlemagne was. Or if they do, they don't know what he did, usually. So the EU leaders, by design, have not wanted to boast about the great empire that they have, but Germany is exporting arms like no other nation, except maybe one or two, and they're a small country by comparison. And they have the world's strongest economy. Now that's power. All you have to do is add a little military might to that, and you've got a great empire. And they have that military might, but they just don't publicly talk about it that much. In fact, they do the opposite. They try to keep it sort of covered. Every time you hear about the Holy Roman Empire, I'm telling you, it talks about unparalleled bloodshed. Unparalleled bloodshed. Notice this quote. Conrad Haydn, the political opponent of Hitler, said that when Hitler would begin to speak, he would fill the room with his voice, suppressing interruptions or contradictions by his domineering manner, spreading cold shivers among those present by the savagery of his declaration. A new phenomenon has entered the room. That thundering demon was not there before. Now, you see, again, historians read something like that, and they're usually not very religious people, by and large, anyhow. And they don't really know anything about the Bible, usually, or very little. And they don't understand that there is a devil who can certainly empower his leader, with a kind of power that is truly frightening. So nobody seems to understand Bible prophecy or what the devil does in this world and what he's capable of doing. So when historians come to something like that, they usually like to skip over it or just briefly mention it because they don't, it's all sort of fanatical religion to them. But they don't understand that these are prophecies in the Bible as well as history that we know about. They are prophecies in your Bible and some of the mightiest prophecies in all the Bible. But again, you see, most of the history of the seven heads of the Holy Roman Empire are hidden, and are hidden from this world for a reason, because if the world understands it, they're going to do everything they can to stop it, but they don't even understand what's going on. Here's another quote I want to read to you. I think I read this to you last week, but I'll just sort of paraphrase it here. John Lukacs wrote about in the Churchill visionary statesman and historian, and he had this to say. He talked about Churchill said that the crystallization of Hitler's view of the world occurred not before the First World War, but in 1919, and not in Vienna, but in Munich. Now, he goes on to say, other historians have followed in Churchill's view of history about Hitler and what happened to him in Vienna. And they don't understand it, and they just... they just sort of skip over it and say he was really misstating that, but he was not. He was not. Now, he didn't misstate the sequence of the evolution of his ideas. What we have to realize is Satan does empower a man in special ways, and especially a man leading the Holy Roman Empire. If you just read the history of that empire, you'll know that, but historians sort of hide that because they don't understand the Bible. They don't understand Bible prophecy, usually. They don't understand Satan the devil. They don't understand God. They don't know God. Now, that's a lot of ignorance that, and often I think they're sincere, probably, but just frankly not knowledgeable about the Bible. But most of that history, of that all of that bloodshed in this Holy Roman Empire is covered in this world. They don't want the world to know about it, or they do everything to keep that from happening. At least most of the world would. But the seventh head is ready to burst on the world scene, probably in another year or two, and it is going to be 10 times more destructive than Adolf Hitler was, just because of the advancement in military warfare and all of the technology that's used today. And yet, see, people are still asleep about that. And this Holy Roman Empire uses blitzkrieg warfare. You've heard about that. The Germans are famous for that. Just lightning fast warfare that kind of shocks the world and leaves everybody stunned by what is going on. But let me give you a little bit more of the background here so you'll understand why this history, or the history and the prophecy of the Holy Roman Empire is hidden by design by many of the European leaders. Now, let me give you one more short quote here. This is by Robert G.L. Waite, and the title of his book is The Psychopathic God - Adolf Hitler. And he says this: Hitler insisted that his early years in Vienna were absolutely crucial to his career because at that time I formed an image of the world and a view of life which became the foundation for my actions. I have had to change nothing. Now, this is what Hitler says about what about his early days. And the historians say, no, he didn't really form his ideas then. He did that in Munich, Germany, in 1919, but that's not true. Why do they overlook this beginning? Well, because it sounds like fanatical religion to them. Fanatical, I think you could certainly say that, fanatical, but it is not of God, it's diabolical. So it has to do with religion, and they just usually want to get past that as quickly as they can. Another quote: Albert Speer, who knew Hitler best during World War II, was convinced that the Führer's intellectual development stopped with the world as he had known it in Vienna in 1910. Not 1919, but 1910. And what this is all about is he became very familiar with the crown jewels of the Holy Roman Empire in Vienna. The very crown of Charlemagne. And he really was fascinated by that. Now, generally, Satan will start preparing a man at an early age when he wants to use him. Oftentimes, God will do the same. And I suppose Satan counterfeits God in just about a multitude of ways anyhow. But we have a booklet on Daniel Unlocks the Book of Revelation, and it will explain this to you. But Satan does prepare a man to rule. He started preparing Adolf Hitler in his teens in Vienna. And he was working with him in amazing ways, and I'll show you that. But notice we're going to have another man come on the scene in this end time who's going to lead the Holy Roman Empire. That's what this prophecy is all about in Daniel 8 and verse 23. Daniel is only for this end time today. It tells you that in Daniel 12, verse 4 and verse 9. Notice what it says in verse 23. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding, dark sentences, shall stand up. Well, now, who could that man be? Well, is Satan already preparing him? We believe that is absolutely true, and we believe you can understand probably who he is. Our literature will discuss that, But notice verse 24, and his power shall be mighty, and not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully or mightily, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. In other words, he's going to destroy God's lukewarm people that have turned away from much of what God taught them, and they're going to be destroyed by this great power if they don't repent and do something very quickly. But I'll tell you, you know, when Satan is going to use a man like this that is so significant in Bible prophecy and in going to be in history, that the God of this world is already preparing him. Satan the devil is. That's the way it works. So we'll have literature that tells you all about this at the end of the program. But also, verse 25, you will just pick up the good news here. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. He's going to stand up against Jesus Christ himself, and Christ is going to break him. And that'll be the last head of the Holy Roman Empire ever. Now, you see, Christ, this whole Holy Roman Empire we're talking about is, and other armies are going to lead directly into the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's how close his coming is. Now, you can prove all this from your Bible, and we really need to understand this. Verse 11 of Habakkuk 1, then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. Now this is a prophecy of the last ruler of the Holy Roman Empire, and Satan gets to him and has such a heavy influence that he changes his mind. The same thing happened to Adolf Hitler. The same very same process happened to Hitler. And he became a fanatical anti-Semite very quickly, and he tells you that. Notice another quote from John Tolan, writing a book entitled Adolf Hitler. In 1938, at a rally in Nuremberg, Hitler had brought from Vienna, after 140 years, the insignia of the First Reich, the imperial crown, the orb of empire, the crown of Charlemagne, and the orb of empire, orb or globe, or the entire earth. In other words, this Holy Roman Empire is out to rule the world. Now, that's not unusual for these Gentile powers to be that way. Iran wants to rule the world very, very badly. So does Russia. So does China. They all have that as their goal, and God is bringing them all together to really perform what we would call a perfect nuclear storm. It's that bad. And Christ is going to have to intervene to stop it. Or it says in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, that there would be no flesh saved alive if he didn't. Now that's how important this is. In my booklet on Germany and Holy Roman Empire, which we'll offer you at the end of this program, I talked about how much of this Holy Roman Empire today has been, sort of taken underground because of all of their violence in the past, all of the bloodshed they have caused this world, more than any other military might in this world. They've had seven heads, beginning in 554 A.D. with Justinian. And it's about to end with this next Holy Roman Empire. Hitler said this in Mein Kampf, talking about Vienna, "This was the time in which the greatest change I was ever to experience took place in me. From a feeble cosmopolite, I had turned into a fanatic anti-Semite." He had turned into that. But he doesn't know why, but the Bible tells you, well, that's Satan doing that in a man. And so they've taken that underground because, after all, that's rather shocking history and prophecy. But it's in your Bible, and you can prove every single word of it. And it's here facing us right now, and it's going to be reaching the peak of its power in a year or two. Because it'll have that strong man. It already has the strongest economy in the world, and certainly one of the greatest nuclear powers in the world already. We wrote about Hitler knew that the world looked upon the Jews as being God's chosen people, but he believed God gave that right to the Germans through the Holy Roman Empire. Hitler gave his most inspired speeches at the frenzied, torch-lit meetings in Nuremberg. That is where the crown jewels were, we wrote in this booklet of mine. And where you find the crown jewels, Satan the king is near. Yes, it is. And you know how you can tell that? Well, it tells you all about that in Revelation 12 and verse 3. The young Hitler I knew by August Kubizek, and he reveals a teenage Hitler talking about personally solving all these huge problems in the world, and he's a teenager. And he had all of these ideas in his mind, and he grew to fulfill every one of them. That's an amazing history, and that's quite an accomplishment for a young man who became a corporal and didn't have much success beyond that. And then he said he would command hundreds of thousands by his plans, and he did all of that. And he attributed all this to his providence, his God. That's what Habakkuk is talking about. His God changed his mind. That's the power of Satan the devil. You can read about that in Revelation 12 and verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his head. Seven crowns, seven heads of the Holy Roman Empire, and the king of all of that, it says here in these verses, is Satan the devil. A great red dragon with crowns, seven crowns. In other words, he's the king of every Holy Roman Empire. And that is something that we need to understand. Just one final scripture here, Revelation 17 and verse 10. And there are seven kings, five are fallen. One is, and the other's not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space, a very short space or a very short time. He's not going to have much time to do very much at all. And we wrote an article in thetrumpet.com by Joshua Michels, and that's November 13, 2017, and he says, the German military strategists prepare for the European Union and the United States of America to fall. They don't have confidence in America, and they know that the European Union is going to fall apart. They now have 27 nations, and God says there will only be 10 kings in that Holy Roman Empire. It's going to be pared down greatly. 10 kings. Now, you can count to 10. We can all count to 10 and just watch it all happen. It's going to happen before your eyes, and God says they are going to cause the greatest bloodshed ever on this earth. And with all that nuclear power, well, I don't think it takes too much of an imagination to understand that. But you see, it's all leading directly into the second coming of Jesus Christ. If he didn't stop it, there would be no flesh saved alive. This is really great news, even though it's going to be preceded by some terrible, terrible news that we all, well, find very frightening, I'm sure. But with God's help, it isn't frightening. It's great news. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
The Greeks, Romans, and other world-ruling empires throughout history made no secret of their tremendous power, flaunting and displaying it for all to see. But the greatest empire in the world today prefers to remain hidden. Learn the identity of this empire and the impact it will soon have on all people. The biblical book of Revelation is a timeline of events leading to the return of Jesus Christ. It exposes the Holy Roman Empire for the satanic superpower that it is. But without the book of Daniel, it's impossible to understand the book of Revelation. Request Gerald Fleury's free book, Daniel Unlocks Revelation, to understand how these two books are forever intertwined. The prophet Daniel continually realized that God was his judge and therefore refused to compromise, regardless of the trial he found himself in. It is only to someone with that kind of an attitude that God can reveal spiritual understanding that unlocks his incredible revelation. Many people are aware of the atrocities committed by Germany in World War II. However, World War II is now considered by most to be ancient history. These people are completely unaware of the legacy that Adolf Hitler drew upon in creating his Nazi war machine. Request our free booklet, Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, to prove that Hitler was merely the latest resurrection of a war-making empire with a long and bloody history. The Bible prophesied of his regime, as well as the terrible emergence of one last resurrection in our day. The Holy Roman Empire has made pivotal and defining contributions to Western civilization, but its many reincarnations have also come with painful and catastrophic consequences. Request our free book, The Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy, to see how European leaders aim to reunite their fractured continent by reviving the legacy of this extraordinary church-state combine. One of the great lessons of this empire is that it always comes back. There's always another resurrection. The Holy Roman Empire is not just a relic of history, it's about to play a central role in world events. Coming to understand the nature and character of this powerful institution tells you as much about the future as it does about the past. All our literature is available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request Daniel Unlocks Revelation, Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, and the Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. Request Daniel Unlocks Revelation, Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, and the Holy Roman Empire in Prophecy. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629.